Welcome to Sustain to Maintain, an educational and motivational podcast that brings you the best tips and tricks to live a more sustainable life. The following podcast is part of the Sustainability Network. In today's episode, we are bringing sustainability right back to basics for you. Following the feedback from our last few episodes, we can see that there is a large gap of awareness regarding the basics and starting steps to living a more sustainable life. This week, we are answering your most asked questions on a simple yet effective sustainability practice that all of you can do at home. Recycling. Now, we all know about the red and yellow wheelie bins we always forget to put out every Monday night, and that the yellow is for recycling. But we have realised that a lot of our listeners and followers don't know simple recycling practices. So today, we are bringing it right back to basics and covering recycling so we can all make more of a conscious and easy effort to help protect our beautiful planet. Recycling is ultimately separately disposing of rubbish or items that are no longer needed or in use, that can ultimately be reproduced. The purpose of recycling is to replenish items that usually would just end up in landfill to be put to new uses, and the flow-on effect continues to occur. We are doing things a little bit differently this week. Instead of taking you through the history, development, and actions we as a society need to take to protect the environment, this week is all about educating and encouraging our listeners to recycle, as it is such a simplistic, easy, and accessible way to lead sustainable lives, which is what we are all about at Sustain to Maintain. Before we begin, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank today's sponsor, Bin It to Win It. Bin It to Win It is a new campaign that is currently being trialled around Queensland universities. Bin It to Win It is an app that allows users to scan what they are recycling in order to earn rewards. Bin It to Win It is a fantastic and game-changing initiative that makes recycling so accessible and easy with such great rewards. For more information, please visit www.binittowinit.uq.edu.au and follow the campaign on Instagram at Bin It to Win It to get started. Thank you to Bin It to Win It for making this episode of Sustain to Maintain possible. What do our listeners know about recycling? We took this to our Instagram polls. 98% of our listeners know what recycling is, yet only 40% say that they regularly recycle. Staggeringly, less than 30% of our listeners confidently know when and what to recycle on a daily basis. Let's give a quick rundown. Recycling is the most accessible way for you guys at home to make a positive difference to our environment. It is such an effortless and mindful practice we should all be implementing into daily lives. Whether you're at home, at the shops, or on a walk with your mid-morning coffee, there is no excuse not to try to recycle. Let's face it, folks, the educational system has failed us once again. As a society, we do not know how to recycle. We're here today to close that gap. Recycling is so much more than cashing in that 10-cent UDL can after a night out. Every time we no longer have a use for a product, we should be recycling those items as best we can. But how? What do we recycle? Let's dive in. Last week, we discussed the environmental impact of single-use plastics, and we were overwhelmed with all of our listeners going out and purchasing reusable items such as water bottles, coffee cups, and containers. However, we do acknowledge that avoiding single-use plastics is not always possible in every situation. If it is necessary to purchase a single-use plastic item in the environment, it is vital that we know the practices on how, where, and what we recycle. In bins scattered across our parks and shopping centres, there are signs and stickers that display what you can and can't recycle. When there's no other option and no way to reuse an item, the next best thing is to recycle. So what can we recycle? We can recycle plastic water bottles, soft drink bottles, milk and juice bottles, aluminium tins and cans, phone books, envelopes, papers, newspapers. You don't even have to remove the staples. If you remove the scraps first, you can even recycle pizza boxes. There are even some great initiatives on the market that can help you recycle beauty products. See tomorrow's newsletter for our upcoming collaborations. So, now we know just some of the many everyday used items we can recycle at home and out and about, but we understand there is still so much confusion on what we can't recycle. So in pure Sustain to Maintain fashion, we ask for you guys to send in your confusions and questions and all things recycling. At AveryJames101 asked, what if we put something in the wrong bin? Firstly, thank you, Avery, for your question. So we at Sustain to Maintain urge our listeners to educate themselves on recycling, because sometimes recycling the wrong items can actually have detrimental effects on the environment, recycling plants, and the whole recycling initiatives as a result of damaging equipment or contamination. Now, we have all been guilty of standing next to the bin at the shop, stuck and not knowing where to put your rubbish bin, and just making a blind decision. But our job here today is to educate you guys so you are recycling properly. So, my answer to this is that if you are not sure, have a look at the signs. If you are still not sure, have a quick search on Google to find out more. Most recyclable products on the market are advertised as such, so read your labels. To be extra cautious, try to give everything quick clean before you recycle for a more efficient process. Another popular question we got asked was about coffee cups. Are they recyclable? Are they not? It is one of recycling's most common misconceptions. We assume because they are made of cardboard that we are meant to recycle them. But the answer for most commercial coffee cups is not always, can you recycle them? The Brisbane City Council helped answer this question for us. It is honestly dependent on the cup, and we as consumers have the responsibility to ask and become aware of if the coffee we are purchasing is or isn't put in a recyclable cup. A simple way to task this is to look for the three arrowed circle recycling logo on the cup's circumference. You can always recycle the lid though. The Brisbane City Council advises for all coffee cups to be recycled in order to recycle as many materials as possible, excluding the wax interior. So, recycle your cups, and there is a likely chance some materials can be refurbished. So, we are coming to the end of today's episode, and now the hands lie in our listeners. Keep an eye out this week, where we will be regularly posting educational links and infographics of recycling practices, as well as sharing the great recycling initiatives that are on the market. We are also running a small competition on our socials in order to generate a public movement on recycling. Snap a shot of you recycling and tag us on your Insta stories to go in to win. The more posts, the more chances of you getting the prize. To keep up to date, follow us on Instagram at SustainToMaintainPod and join our Facebook group at SustainToMaintain, where we have built a strong sustainable community where we all help each other live more sustainable lives. We look forward to seeing your recycling accomplishments. Remember to sustain to maintain.